Hello and welcome. I am Michelle Boulay. I'm a life and business coach, a healer, and a dancer. Thank you so much for downloading this audio recording to realign towards your dreams in 15 minutes. You will get a lot of benefits from this practice. I imagine you're listening to this because you know you are here to do, be, and have more in your life. And I'm here to help you with the creative expansion and transformation you need to build the business and life you are uniquely designed to experience and share. The purpose of this recording is to help you hone into the truth of who you are and how that wants to express itself in your life and business. I invite you to listen to this over and over again until the messages and practices run deeply within you, using these 15 minutes to continually realign towards your dreams. It is a practice. Realigning is a muscle, and you can do this every day for 7 days or even a month and see how the vision for your business and life becomes clearer, as well as the steps you need to take to realize your vision. As you do this practice, please shut off all notifications, ringers, buzzers, people, and give yourself the gift of being comfortable and undisturbed for these 15 minutes. This is your life and you get one shot at it. So 15 minutes is really not a lot of time, especially if you track how easily 15 or even 45 minutes disappear from your life with social media or repeatedly checking your email. Believe me, I know. You are worth 15 minutes of focused time. Finally, you will need a piece of paper and something to write with, and I encourage you to use a journal you love so you can keep using it as you repeat this practice. The physical act of writing on paper has been shown to be more effective than typing into a phone or computer. So let's dive in. I'll begin with some key concepts, and then we'll do a meditation, some moving, and writing. First, your entire life is made of movement. The movement of your body is most obvious, but also the movement of your thoughts, actions, emotions, money, energy, and even your spirit. The movement of all of these combined creates your life. The key word here is create, because one of the first things you need to know is that you are entirely responsible for the current reality of your life and also your business. I'll say it again. You are entirely responsible for the current reality of your life and business. Now, I'm not putting blame or judgment on anyone or saying someone is consciously choosing to end up in a bad situation. Rather, I'm saying this to empower you, guide you out of victim mode if that's happening, help you see the choices you're making, and support you in being response-able, meaning you can creatively respond to the obstacles that come your way rather than react. Let's take a look at the word react. React usually means you're repeating an old pattern. If you want to change, you must bring your attention to your current reality and the choices you're making to support that. Because you're making decisions all day long about the direction of your life, whether you're aware of them or not. And it's essential to educate yourself and keep building your awareness so you can consciously understand and see this to direct your choices to create the business and life you want. The universe is dynamic and responsive, and it responds to every thought and belief you have running through your beautiful head. Even closer to home, your body, down to every single cell and particle, the flow of your blood, the contraction of your muscles, the production of your hormones and neurotransmitters, all of these respond to your thinking and belief systems. Your thoughts are that powerful. So let's take a look at an area of your life like your business. When you start to worry or fear the worst about whether you're talented enough, smart enough, or worthy enough of the money and clients you want, notice how your body feels. Your whole amazing body starts to steer itself like a loyal companion towards the worst, to be in a state of doubt, fear, or worry, and even move towards actually creating the worst in tandem with this dynamic and responsive universe. I'm guessing that's not what you want for your business. Your job instead is to get crystal clear on your desires, on what you do want for your business. Your truth and clarity are the powerful tools that connect you to who you authentically are, which is key to your success. You can use your mind to focus on your desires and the choices that will lead you step by step towards manifesting your vision. So think about this. We can reverse this worst case scenario mindset. If you train your mind to faithfully and unapologetically believe in the best, your entire being will align with the best and you will move like a clear sailing ship towards your best or even better. It all starts with thought. And even more importantly, from there, you must take action to turn your dreams into reality. Fear will surely pop in, but this is when you choose to direct yourself beyond the fear towards what you want. The tools, people, and resources to support you will show up if you are willing to open your eyes, see them, and say yes. Trust me, this is how your mind and the universe work. You are an inventor. You're creating your reality. There are countless inventors out there who imagined something that didn't exist yet and that other people thought was impossible. And they didn't just sit on their cute little buns and keep imagining. They took steps regularly until they manifested that vision. Thomas Edison is said to have tried 10,000 times before he perfected the light bulb, and he had a team of amazing people around him. So right now, we are going to take action to let these concepts serve you and your dreams. Because I'm a dancer at heart, we're going to start with some movement. Remember, I said your entire life is creative and made of movement. This next exercise can be pretty much done anywhere, standing, seated, or lying down. If you have a room with some empty space, that's great because you have more space to fully move your whole body, but you can do this lying in bed or sitting at your kitchen table or desk. You can even do it on an airplane. I've tested it out. Your movement might just be a little more subtle. So let yourself get settled and comfortable. Focus on your breath and notice what you feel. Where do you notice your breath in your body? Do you feel it in your chest, your lower belly, your shoulders? Maybe if you get quiet enough, you can feel it changing the pressure through your legs and arms, or even how it actually can move your spine and affect your neck and back. So just notice that movement and let your attention rest there softly. Now we're going to strengthen the creative center of your heart and bring coherence to your body and mind. So place one hand or both hands on your heart center, so right on your breastbone or sternum, and tune into a heart-centered emotion like joy, love, gratitude, or peace. Tune into that vibration and feel that emotion as if you could breathe that feeling right in and out of your heart center. To anchor this, you can think of something you deeply love, a person, a pet, a place in the world, or something that just makes your heart beam with joy, and stay with that feeling and your anchor. We're going to be here for about 60 seconds. So simply breathe in and out of your heart center. You have your hands there to support you in focusing. And bring that elevated, heart-centered emotion into the whole field of your body and use that anchor of the thing you love as a focusing tool to feel this emotion as if it could enter in and out right through your heart center. Allow your breath to be easy. Using an elevated emotion is one of your manifesting tools, so really feel that now. And breathe. Wonderful. And just notice if you feel even the slightest difference in your body and energy. You can do just this exercise itself for 3 minutes a day and significantly change your biochemistry and course correct your day towards joy. Now, bring your attention again to the overall sensations of your body. And for the next 3 minutes, I invite you to simply feel what wants to move. If you're new to movement, focus in on a body part that intuitively calls your attention, like your hands, shoulders, or legs, and let yourself notice what impulses you feel in that area. Do you want to shake, sway, wiggle, stretch? You might want to bounce or bend or reach. Tense your muscles or let them relax. And in fact, go ahead and just tense every single muscle in your body as much as you can, squeezing and contracting everything. And then exhale and let that go. Let your body get easy and just feel the difference. You can play with this tension and ease in your body as you move again. And if you're in a small space, like an airplane or at your desk, You can start small with something as simple as your hands or gently moving your spine or pelvis. You might be able to feel how small movements in one location wake up subtle movements in other parts of your body. It's all connected. So just give yourself permission to go in and sense and feel what wants to move. Acknowledging your desires for movement is huge. And notice, are you letting yourself breathe? Take some really deep inhales and full exhales. You can make sounds like sighs or yawns. Sound is another form of movement. Move with your breath and with your sound. And if your mind wanders away from your body and goes into thinking, just bring it back to sensation. How does this feel? And feel it. You don't need to analyze it. Just feel it and follow what comes up next. There's also no need to plan the movement or do exercises that you know. Trust me, you have an innate wisdom that knows exactly what you need right now. We're just opening up your conscious mind and perception to feel and receive that information, to let your innate wisdom move through your body now, acting as a compass towards what you want in this very moment. Remember to breathe, following and being present with what comes up. And this practice could look very different today than it will look tomorrow. It might be really calm or it might be really vigorous. Just give yourself permission to be with what is here. Okay, so take a moment to let that go. Open your eyes if they've been closed and take a deep breath and notice how you feel. Now go ahead and grab your pen and paper. You're going to write for 2 minutes answering the single question, what do you really want? Focus on exactly what you want for your business, although you can do this exercise for any aspect of your life. Go ahead and begin. Do your best to keep your pen moving, letting the words flow, answering, what do I want in my business? This is for your eyes only. So really feel free to dream, get specific about one thing, or free flow with many. What do you want? And if you stop your pen, just let yourself continue to write. Bring your imagination to the page. It can be things like, I want incredible clients, or I want to have my first six-figure year or six-figure month. Just keep writing. What do you want? And remember, if you stop, just start writing automatically again. Let it flow. A couple more seconds here. Great. So go ahead and finish your last thought. And now just choose one desire from everything you wrote. Choose what feels most important and urgent in your life and write down one step you can take today to support this desire. Schedule a non-negotiable time to do this today. If you can do it as soon as these 15 minutes are over, go for it. Otherwise, schedule it and make sure it happens today. This is to exercise your completion or follow-through muscle rather than your procrastination or quitting muscle. Every time you complete and follow through, you build your trust, confidence, and self-esteem, and you take a tangible step towards your dreams. Do this practice on a daily basis so you can hold that single desire in your mind from creation to manifestation. Awesome work. You did it. So finally, a little bonus minute here. Resource yourself as you go through this process. That means create an environment that supports your dreams. Surround yourself with the people, like friends, a coach, or mastermind group, things and activities that make you feel empowered, connected, and supported. Who inspires you? Who do you feel really amazing being around? What lights you up and keeps you focused as you go for your dreams? These are all active steps in reaching the vision you have for your business and life. And when you start aligning towards your joy and harmony, you will only create more. Oftentimes, there are challenging lessons on this path, but remember to stick to your dreams. They are a unique expression of you. And it is my firm belief that committing to those dreams is how we create peace and joy within ourselves and within this world. When you truly love what you do every day by nature, that love is felt by everyone around you. Thank you so much for listening, and please listen again and again. Expand this practice. Make it an hour long. Go for what you want and let this practice serve you. And please follow me on Instagram or Facebook so we can connect further. And share my website, michelleboulet.com, with your friends, loved ones, or colleagues so they can also download this recording. If you want to take this work further with my guidance, I encourage you to sign up for one of my group programs or private coaching so you get the support you need to fully manifest your desires. Having a mastermind group, coach, or community to support you and hold you accountable increases your rate of success. We thrive in relationship. We simply are because of relationship, being seen and recognized. And this is one of our deepest desires, to be seen and loved exactly as you are. The journey of expanding your life and business aligned with your authenticity gives this to you. It starts with seeing yourself, and I'm here to say you got this and to encourage your whole amazing, beautiful self to generously come out into this world, claim your success, and do what you were born to do. Thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you again soon.